Turn with us to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 14. This morning, Lord willing, we want to look at an acrostic. A three-letter acrostic. E-G-O. The E stands for easing. The G stands for God. The O stands for out. If there was ever a day and time when people were easing God out, it is today. You pray for us today as we share with you what the Holy Spirit has laid upon our heart from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 14. Today, dear friends, we want to begin reading at verse number 7 and go down through verse number 11. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they closed out the chief room, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, him come and say to thee, give this man place. And thou began with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bid thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, he began to remind us of the setting here in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 14. Well, you see, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ had been invited to a dinner by the Pharisees. And as he was there in the midst of all this hoopla, the Lord knew the hearts, minds, and souls of all that was there that day. Well, you see, dear friend, the Pharisee never invited Jesus there to feed him, but they desired to trap him and to destroy and to bring down his ministry. You say, why is that, Brother Lynn? Well, the same reason that they sought to see the demise of Jesus Christ is the same reason that many today have a desire to tear down the things of faith. When I began to look at this passage of Scripture, God began to remind us how that people's ego gets in the way of them serving and doing the will of God. For you see, dear friends, the Pharisees in that day was a flesh-driven bunch. For you see, dear friends, when they looked at their situations and their circumstances, they, like many today, say, it's all about me. Who cares about you? For you see, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. He came to heal the brokenhearted and to lead the captive free. Jesus Christ had a purpose. And we see there that the Pharisees, they despise that purpose. For you see, dear friends, they came in the midst of our Lord to bring down his ministry. As I began to focus upon that, Jesus knew the hearts and minds and the souls of all that was there. And Jesus, he began to point out to them the error of their ways. I tell you today, dear friends, if you put yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ, you can rest assured that the Holy Spirit will point out the error of your ways. He will show you the way you need to go. You say, Brother Lynn, what do I need to do to have restitution in the eyes of God? We we're to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God and lay aside our ego, lay aside our pride, and put Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, first and foremost in all that it is, and we say and do. And I tell you, on the authority of God's word, you have joy in your heart. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this parable that Jesus began to convey, he began to expound to them the mindset that they were in. For you see, dear friends, they thought of themselves above all that was around them. They believed that they're to be in the chiefest seats, that they are to have the very best. I tell you, dear friends, I can tell you, it ain't about you. It ain't about me. It's about Jesus Christ and him crucified. I tell you today, you'll never have joy and peace in your heart until you put the Lord Jesus Christ first and foremost in all that it is that you say and do. Oh, the ego of man, it has saturated his very heart. For you see, dear friends, we live in a day of an egotistic society. Man's driven flesh rules the roost in his life and the lives that's around him. Well, Jesus Christ, he knew when he got that invitation was about to befall him. But Jesus took the challenge that was before him and sought this opportunity to proclaim to them the word of God. I tell you today, dear friends, if you're going through a rough patch, if you think that you're big enough to take care of the circumstances and the trial and pitfall that's before you, I got news for you today. There's things in my life, there's things in your life that's just too big for you. But lay your pride to the side, kick your ego to the curb, and surrender and commit to the will of God. And the Lord will bless you. He'll help you. And praise God, he'll lift you up. You see, these Pharisees, they despise Jesus Christ. The world today despises Jesus Christ. You say, why? It's because he puts their pride in his place. Jesus Christ is not concerned about one's ego or one's position or one's status. What concerns Jesus Christ is our walk with God the Father and having salvation in our lives, being willing to do what we need to do to be pleasing to God. We see here the religious leaders in Jesus' day was ruled by their ego and their self-motivation. You say, Brother Lynn, does that happen today? Oh, yes, dear friends. How does it happen today? I tell you, friends, I'm surprised that the house ain't full. You say, Brother Lynn, there's many sick. Yes, they are. There's many that are going through much in way of trial and tribulation. But there's a lot that ain't here because they're satisfying the lust of their flesh. And they are willing to take their pride and allow their pride by the leadership of Satan himself to lead them and guide them and direct them down the pathway of despair. These Pharisees was on the road to hurt and pain and suffering. I tell you, friends, you let man allow pride to dictate his thoughts. If man will take his ego and put it center stage in his life, and when crucial things come about him and all seems to fall apart, the first place they call is the church. First place they'll call is the church. You say, well, how do you know that, Brother Lynn? Well, they call me. They'll call. Won't darken a church door for many moons. Don't need the Lord when everything's going good. Well, you got a pocket full of money and a tank of gas, you don't need Jesus. You got health, you got position, you got all these things, you don't need the Lord. But you let things begin to slip and slumber. You let things begin to fall apart. And I'll be the first one to tell you today, your ego and your pride will help you out a bit. It'll let you crash and burn. You know why? It was manifested by Satan. That's what Satan was designed to do here in Luke chapter 14. He was designed to tear Jesus down and to convey his message of lies to the hearts of the Pharisees, controlling them and telling them and ensuring them that everything was going in accordance to their way of thinking. You say, does that happen today? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, it happens today more than you think. I can tell you, before the pandemic, we were wall to wall. After the pandemic, it was sparse at best. And many are running around doing the things they desire to do. And when I run into them and talk to them, they'll say, oh, I'm trying to get back. Trying to get back. Trying to get back. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, they know try about it. We have a desire in our heart to God and I serve and belong to will make it so. They're prideful. They say, oh, you will have a function there? Yeah. Is the church going to be there? Yeah. I don't know. This church has been here since 1908, it ain't moved. You don't have to look for it. It's here. I began to focus upon that and began to think about that little acrostic, E-G-O, and I began to realize through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that people in our day, as it was in Jesus' day, have a desire just to ease God out. To be out of sight is to be out of mind. You know why that many don't want to be witnessed to and to be told how the Lord loves them? It's simply because it brings conviction to their heart and their mind and their souls. Let me tell you something. Why the Pharisees hated Jesus as he did is because he spoke truth. It convicted their heart. It destroyed their persona. It took the edge off their life and it made them feel uncomfortable. Jesus came in the volume of this book to bring hope to a world that had no hope. And the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees and the Herodians had a prideful, egotistic agenda. And Jesus upset all that. What did they decide to do? These people of God's chosen, what did they decide to do? What many decides to do today. Ease God out. Just ease him out. If I don't have to see him, I don't have to think about it. And I tell you, if it comes down to a little old mountain preacher like me and you look at the world and you say, here's Brother Lynn and here's Dollywood, I tell you, Dollywood will reign. Why? Because they feel in their heart they can see old Brother Lynn anytime. They can worship at Pine Hill whenever it strikes their notion. But I tell you, we had no pretty weather in a long time. It's time to ride the log ride. I began to look at these things this past week, and I thought about the mindset of the Pharisees is likened to the mindset of people today. Call it what you will, but Satan has an agenda. He has a plan. He has a purpose to saturate the minds, the hearts, and the souls of man to ease God out. What did Jesus do? I tell you what Jesus did. Jesus began to point out the error of their ways. Jesus would expound to them the parable of the ambitious guest. Jesus would talk about how that the chief of seat would be there, and how that those has honor and has pomp and splendor should lay themselves to the side to give the chiefest place to the one who was coming. What Jesus was saying is that we are to have a heart and a mindset for those that are around us, not to put ourselves first and foremost, but lay aside every weight and measure and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to lead us and to guide us and direct us and to bring us, praise God, where we need to be. What kind of people would we be if you had a starving neighbor, had a neighbor in need, and you walked by them as though they didn't exist, and you went about your business satisfying the lust of your flesh and the desires of your heart, would you think that you're right with God? No! No, no. The Pharisees was the religious leaders in the Jewish world, but their actions, their heart, their mindset was contrary to the Lord. You say, why, Brother Lynn? Because they eased God out. They eased him out. They became numb to the needs that was around them. They became complacent. They became self-centered. And all they sought to do was destroy Jesus Christ and his ministry, because his ministry brought an uproar to their apple cart. And you see, dear friends, you want to get on somebody's bad side today? You start talking to them about Jesus. You start sincerely talking to them about the error of their ways, and you speak in love. You better look out, because I can tell you today, dear friends, many of these backsliders will give you a tongue lashing like you've never had, because they'll say, I know that, I've heard that all of my life, I don't want to hear it anymore. Their pride and their ego is ruling their lives. You know something today, dear friends? We are many churches around who has 3 points in a poem. But I tell you today, we're to preach heaven sweet and hell hot. Because I tell you, if you depart this life without Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in hell you'll lift your eyes. Ain't no ifs, ands, ain't no buts about it. It ain't about grandpa. It ain't about mama. It ain't about what daddy said. It ain't about what mama said. It's about the blood being applied to one's life. And if we allow ego and pride to get in the way, like so many have, they'll bust hell wide open. These Pharisees who desired to ridicule and tear down Christ if thee didn't make things right, then hell thee lifted thee out. You read in John chapter 3 about this old Pharisee that came by night by the name of Nicodemus. He came because he was conviction. He came because he sought something that he needed. And I thought long and hard about what Jesus said here in 14, verse number 11 of Luke chapter 14. Jesus said this, speaking not only to the Pharisees and the scribes in this parable, but Jesus said this, "For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted." Oh, dear friend, what Jesus is saying is that those who lift themselves up, those who rise to the occasion because of pride, will be brought low. They will be humbled. You say, "Brother Lynn, what does that mean?" I can tell you today, dear friend, the world out here can live like hell itself and be ruled by pride and ease God out of their lives. But I tell you, on the authority of this word, there's a day coming. You may go a little while, but you won't go long. You say, "Well, I thought you served the God of love." I do. But I also serve the God of justice. I also serve the God is of correction. I also serve the God who will only give so much rope for us to go. And if ego, if the easing of God out has ruled one's life for a very long time, I pray today, dear friend, that we will heed to what Jesus said and that we will come to the throne of grace and humble ourselves and allow the Lord to lift us up, to establish our goings, and to put a new song in our mouth. Did Jesus go to the house of the Pharisee to browbeat? No. Did he go to condemn? No. He come to proclaim the truth. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Those that was in the midst of Jesus Christ, who was led by their ego of easing God out, who sought pride and privilege, were people in despair, people who was longing for something that the world just could not provide. But Jesus could. Jesus went into that house and set it meat. They brought one sick there to trap him. They done all they could to manipulate. And as Jesus looked at them with a heartfelt concern, he seen people that were trapped. He seen people that were bound. Not with fetters or chains or ropes or binds, but they were bound because of sin. Their sin. Their chosen sin. Now, listen. They looked good. They did. They looked good on the outside. Why, the Gospel of Mark tells us in Mark chapter number 12, there in verses 38 and verse 39, and Jesus was questioning the Pharisees. Jesus said, and he said unto them in his doctrine, "Beware of the scribes which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feast." What's Jesus saying? Oh, they're dressed nice. They speak well. They look as though they have everything in accordance to their way of thinking. In other words, they're good people. Dear friends, we got news for you today. There's good people in hell that look good, who talk good, who acted well, but they departed without Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. Why? Because so many was unwilling to lay pride to the side, put their ego to bed, humble themselves before the mighty hand of God, and allow the Lord to work in them, through them, and about them. Just the past few weeks, reflecting and reaching out to people who were once on fire for God, who have now fallen by the wayside in despair, led by lust, led by desire, and having an ego that is second to none. I don't know about you, but that disturbs me. You say, why does that disturb you? Does the Lord have a line marked in the spiritual sand? Of course He does. But you know something today, dear friends? When tragedy comes, and it'll come. The Bible teaches us in Matthew 5 and 45, Jesus said it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. What does that tell you? When everything falls apart in my life, I want to be close to the Lord. I want to be close to Him. I won't want to have to wonder in any way, form, or fashion. I want to be close to Him. The Bible teaches us that if we draw nigh to Him, what will He do? He'll draw nigh to us. Oh, dear friends, our heart is so burdened because there's so many that are not drawing nigh to God. So many have eased God out of their life. And now, they're at the point they dread to see me coming. You say, well, Brother Lynn, will they dread to see me coming? They might. They might. You say, well, what are we to do? We're just speaking life. We're not to take the chiefest seats in one's life, but we're to scoot over and say, please sit right here by me. We're to love. We're to care. Because you see, dear friends, the Lord's compassions faileth not. They're new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. My heart breaks sometimes. Jesus would go on in Luke 14 as He would continue to expound on this parable. He used a little word called recompense. That means to give back. Give back. And you see, when we focus and we reflect on those who used to give so much, we now give so little. The Bible teaches us it's better to give than to receive. And that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. You see what those Pharisees was missing out on? You see what so many in our lives, in our families, are missing out on because they've eased God out. Your friends, let's bring God back in. You say, well, where's He gone? He's went nowhere. It's us. It's left. Is it easy? Yes. You miss one Sunday and you miss two Sundays and you miss three Sundays and then on the fourth Sunday, that pill on Sunday morning is like a WWE wrestler. He'll pin you down. You say, I'll go next week. Yeah, I'll just go next week. They won't even miss me. Well, I might not miss you, but the Lord will miss you. See what happened to the Pharisees? Dispose of the word but never embrace the word. Had the privileges of status, had the accolades of self, and their ego got to the point where they just eased God out.
See, that's what Satan does. He eases his way in, manipulates and disrupts, creates pain, heartache, and havoc. Before you know it, God's out of the picture in people's lives. See, dear friends, I've never been a fan of those who praise the Lord on Sunday and live like hell on Monday. I believe in being instant in season and out of season. Jesus was just pointing out the error of their ways so that they know that they could look to Him to be lifted up. We can't exalt self, Brother Gary. Every time we try to do it, we just mess things up. But if we allow Jesus Christ to hold us up with that right hand of His righteousness, all will be well. Let's stand to our feet.